Texas mother accused of stabbing her 5 children, killing 3. By Catherine Hamilton on March 5, 2023. A Texas woman is accused of stabbing 3 of her children to death and injuring 2 more of her children, according to ABC News affiliate FA. Sources told the outlet that 3 elementary school-aged children, a 6-year-old and 2 5-year-olds, were found dead inside a home in Ellis County on Friday afternoon. 2 other children, a 4-year-old and a 13-month-old, were injured and taken by helicopter to a nearby hospital with stab wounds, according to the report. Their conditions have not been released. Sources with Child Protective Services, CPS, told for the Shamiah Hall, 25, allegedly stabbed her children when a CPS worker came unannounced to the home because the worker suspected Hall was having unsupervised visitations with her children, the report states. CPS confirmed the 5 children were siblings. The Ellis County Sheriff's Office confirmed that CPS had been at a home on the street where the crime took place, and then quickly called 911 for help, according to the report. The children had been previously placed by CPS under the guardianship of another relative. CPS told the outlet, "We are shocked by this incomprehensible tragedy, and already working with law enforcement to investigate how this happened, and why." Ellis County Judge Todd Little also released a statement, saying his thoughts and prayers are with the families and citizens of Italy. Hall was arrested and booked into the Wayne McCollum Detention Center. She is facing charges of 3 counts of capital murder. A judge set a $2 million bond for each charge, totaling $6 million. The outlet obtained records showing that Hall, a resident of Forney, Texas, was previously arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon for allegedly stabbing her sister's boyfriend in 2017. Hall's twin sister, Troy Shamona Hall, was also arrested in 2021 for allegedly stabbing and killing her 7-year-old daughter, according to the report. Mona Hall was ordered to go to North Texas State Hospital in Vernon.